Hello.
Hey Lou, it's Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How
Hey Olivia, how you doing?
you? Good, good. Is now a good time?
Yeah, we good now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I know we were talking yesterday, and basically you gotta have a lot of things in the pipeline. Just open up that second store, and you might need some financing for next month. But things are looking good right now. But things are a little bit slow right now, but it'll be picking up in the next month or so. So I kind of just wanted to kind of continue on our conversation.
See, the thing is I have a like an advance right now, and kind of don't want to continue to do like after this one. I don't think I'm gonna do it anymore,
Okay,
but I
how much
think I
is your
need it.
advance for right now?
It's I think it's where like 20,000.
Okay, and who is it through, if you don't mind me asking?
Rapid Capital and Max Capital. I have
Okay,
like
was it
two of them.
like a merchant? Oh, you have two? Were they merchant cash advances?
Yes. Good afternoon. How you doing? Good. Yeah, merchant cash advances.
Okay. And what didn't you like about those programs with them?
What I don't like?
Yeah.
I just don't like stuff.
Just
They're
don't like
so
what?
aggressive.
Oh.
It's like, you don't really get no time to breathe. It's like, if you don't have a way to, like, because I open it, I use it to kind of open this location. So if you don't make the money right away, it can hurt you real bad.
Oh, is it like a daily payment thing?
Yeah, daily payment.
Okay. Yeah, so a lot of those programs, I mean, we've had some of our customers work with like Max Capital before, and a lot of their programs are kind of like one trick ponies. They just have like one thing to offer, and they're all kind of limited, high interest, daily payments. We have a lot of different programs here. We have some daily payment programs, but we also have weekly and monthly options as well. And so we kind of just work with our customers to make sure that we get them exactly what they want. And we're not here to like push you into the wrong deal. We want to get you the right deal for your business. So it's a little, I would say we're a little bit different than them, and we just have so many different programs to choose from. What did like so like especially for like the new second location, did you do everything under the capital, or did you do anything like for the equipment financing? Like, did you finance like the POS system, things like that, or was it all just done with the capital?
Was all done with the capital.
It was okay, because obviously you've already financed that, but we also have like equipment financing programs, and what we do there is like for some of the fixtures, things like that, that are more of like equipment for the actual store. Those are set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, no down, and a 90-day deferred option. So if you ever do find yourself needing additional equipment for the stores, we have things set in place for that. New computers, new. Just the actual equipment. We have specific programs for that as well. So definitely, like, I can see why you'd kind of want to shy away from those type of programs you did in the past, but there are other options for when things start to pick up. Or with inventory, it would be like a cash, like a money loan, obviously, but we just have so many different programs.
Yeah, so I guess better. I would just, if I can, whatever I can do, I'm gonna try to do. But if not, then that's when it's cause for that.
I'm sorry?
You know what? I mean, it's those things are used when it's, when it's a quick money flip and you can make a nice amount of money, because when you're paying 40% off of what you borrow, that's, you really can't really. It's just a right now thing.
Oh.
Because you're really breaking even, to be honest with you, because it's,
Because you're
and
paying that
if you
much.
borrow, it's kind of, it's very high. But I'm the mark. I'm right now. I'm getting it restructured right now.
Oh, okay. You're working with them to get it restructured?
Yeah, because I
Okay.
mean, it's not. It didn't help me. It didn't help me
Oh, it didn't
at
help
all.
you?
I mean, it helped me get open, but now that the it's not, the business is not generating money,
Oh,
the daily payments. is coming out every day, so.
And is it through your, is it like, you know, through your credit card? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely I can see, like, where it would be tricky. And so, did you renew with them and get more money for the second location?
Huh?
Is that, did you renew your loan with them? Or, like...
Well, no, I just got it. Like, I just opened the store, like, it's been, like, a couple, it's been probably a week now.
Yeah, yeah, you told me, the Long Beach one, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so I could definitely hear you. So, definitely sounds like you're in a kind of a little bit of a tricky situation with what you got going on right now.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so I guess my question for you is, I guess, like, what, like, if you could, if we could unlock, like, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you do with that cash, and would you even be, like, you know, further inventory, things like that?
Yeah, I would use it definitely for inventory.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel prepared for the holidays with the inventory, like the upcoming, like, Black Friday and holidays that you have coming up, or with the inventory you have, or are you a little bit nervous?
Right. Yeah, well, I would, because here, I mean, I have inventory, but I'm, you know, I need to get, I obviously need to get more stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to let this kind of generate and see what happens, but it's not generating fast enough. It's already the slow time, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You got to get the right product. Like, you got to get, like, right now, I've just placed the order for the thigh-high boots, but I got to get the money to get them first.
Uh-huh. How much do those cost? Like, one order?
It depends. It's, like, probably $20 a boot.
Okay. And what do you flip those for?
So you get 12. You get them for 12.
Oh, you
get 12 of them. So
you buy them for 12 and you sell them for 20?
No. You buy them for 20 and you probably sell them. Like, those I'll probably sell for, like, $50 or something like that.
Okay.
$50 to $45, yeah.
Okay, so you're making at least, like, double. Okay. Well, that's not bad at all. And then you have to have a minimum order of 12?
Yeah, well, yeah, you have to. It comes in a box, so it's like 12 in the box.
Okay, and then is it, with the 12 in the box, is that like one each size?
Uh-huh.
Is that like one for each size, like 6, 7, 8?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like you get like probably 1 6, 1. It depends on what size run you get. If you get like a size B run, you get the bigger sizes. The size A run, the smaller sizes. So you get like one 5.5, 2 6s, 2 6. I mean, 1 6.5, 2 7s, 1 8. I mean, 2 8s, 1 8.5, 1 9, 1 10.
Okay, what's
so
most?
They break up the boxes like that.
Okay, what's the most common size? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I know. Yeah, the thigh high boots are like super in right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's why I sold out of them already, but, you know,
you've already sold out of them, and you're going to buy more.
Yeah. Oh. But see, that money comes out so quick. It's like the money that I use to make them is still not, like, it's not being accounted for because I'm paying for that. You know,
because you're still paying all that interest that you're just trying to get liquid on.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I definitely can see that you're in, like, a little bit of a bind there. And do you need more money right now? Because we could try and do a refinance. We could try and refinance what you guys have now, and then give you additional capital on top of that to help with your upcoming inventory.
Yeah, but I don't think it's, I just got them. Like, I just
got
them. I don't think it's probably been a month.
Okay, yeah, so it's still real early.
I still owe quite a few on that.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't want to take on more debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely can understand that. All right, well, I'm trying to think of what I can do. I want to talk to our underwriting team, just kind of bring up your situation, see what kind of options, if we have any for you, and then kind of get back with you. Basically, you have about to understand everything, you have about 20,000 right now in those merchant cash advance loans between two separate companies.
Right.
Daily payments, it's really, the daily payments are kind of killing your revenue because you're kind of just breaking even because you're just paying everything right away.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm making no profit off of it. It's
Yeah, you do need more money for inventory, for the upcoming holidays, but right now it's a little bit slow, so I'd be a little bit hesitant to take something out, but you're kind of open to an option. But we just got these two cash, or you just got this loan within the last month or so you're not really sure,
right,
with that. Yeah, and you said it's like, what, like 40% interest?
The scary part is, once it's, the scary part is when everything is gone. You know what I'm saying? When everything is gone and then I'm still paying those loans, I can't, you know, buy more stuff. And I still got certain things.
How long are the terms?
One is probably like 4 months. They usually don't go through more, 4 to 5 months, and the other one is probably, that one was like 7 months.
Okay, and the one, you just started the 4 month one or the 7th month one?
I started both of them.
Okay. So you still have at least a minimum of 7 months left right now.
Right.
Okay, got it. And so would you be interested in something longer term with lower payments?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to work out with that. But I really have to wait and see how this consolidation goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way I can kind of see.
So they're trying are they trying to consolidate it for you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When did they tell you that they would get back to you on that?
Actually, I did the paperwork, right? I did the paperwork a couple of days ago, so.
Okay.
I'm waiting on them to let me know, like. You know,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't want to mess their money up, so they're gonna probably say no. Oh, yeah, we weren't able to do, or
and
probably take like $5 off or something.
That would not be cool. And then, do they have like early payment penalties?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay. Just wondering. All right. So let's do this. Let me talk to my underwriting team, see what they have to say. I'll follow up with you in a few days. Let me know what they say with the consolidation, and then if you don't get a good answer, we can kind of see if we can brainstorm a different solution for you, because there's got to be something out there that can kind of help you with this. It's just, we just got to find it.
Right.
All right. Well, and I will, I'll probably send you a follow-up email, let you know that I'm kind of just working on this. Do I have your email? Let me see here.
SwagBusiness1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I'll probably call you in the next few days here. And yeah, as soon as, if you find out what they said and if you're happy with that, just let me know and I can kind of back off.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to you later, Lou.
Okay, have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too. Bye. Bye-bye.